school is letting out for the summer, but public health experts say parents shouldn't let their guard down for the scourge of school-age children, head lice. Can science solve this itchy problem? Researchers recently sequenced the genome of one body louse, a close relative of the head bug, the nit, so more effective treatments could eventually be on the way. In the meantime, you'll have to continue to rely on special shampoos and maybe, says WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov, the services of a nit picker.
Mommy, can I have stuff?
Helen Hadley pulls a lamp closer to the head of a 7-year-old girl who is sitting on a tall chair in Hadley's kitchen for a head lice check.
Well, I think it is, but they sure are a little different in shape. They're, like, fatter than they usually are. Yeah, that's definitely a nit, so I'm going to assume those are just extra large-sized insects. Maybe it's a new variety.
Hadley is known to her clients as the nit picker, a self-trained delouser. She got her start when she and her daughter had lice that wouldn't go away. Now she travels to people's homes in her unmarked car to take care of infestations. The family in for a delousing on this day doesn't want to be named or even identified by their town because of the stigma that lice still carry. The girl's mother has already pulled out several dead bugs and eggs, or nits, but she's paying the nit picker $100 an hour for peace of mind.
Reassurance, just to make sure I got it all, and I don't want to leave any stone unturned.
The nit picker says her business has been steadily growing since 2001.
It seems that the products that might have once worked fairly well are not working very well at all. And families are using that, being instructed to by a physician, using the shampoos, over-the-counter ones, and finding they still have live bugs.
But just because the nitpicker's business is growing doesn't mean there's a growth in the occurrence of lice. Head lice cases are hard to quantify because most pediatricians won't deal with it, school nurses don't keep track of it, and no one is required to report it to public health departments because lice don't carry infectious diseases. Public health experts estimate that 1 in 100 kids is infested.
Head lice do not impart any advantage, but neither do they serve as a measurable threat to the infested child or to anybody else.
Richard Pollack has a PhD in parasitology and until recently worked at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says lice are becoming more of a headache for two reasons. Parents don't follow the full instructions on the treatment shampoo to get out all the nits and reapply 10 days later. And as we use more toxins to kill the lice, the bugs are getting more resistant. But Pollack insists that's not a big deal, because a prescription insecticide will kill resistant bugs, and removal by hand always works. The only burden, says Pollack, is hysteria from parents and some school officials. Most kids don't even know they have lice.
They are at peace with their lice. The lice don't bother them. They don't bother the lice. What could be better?
No lice would be better, I think most parents would say. Lice don't jump and they don't fly. They are transmitted by head-to-head contact, which kids get a lot of, especially at sleepovers, says Kate Donnelly, the coordinator of school health services in Brookline. She says lice is a year-round problem that seems to surge in the fall when kids return from camp.
I think we probably see more of it in September because students are sleeping together away at camp, so they're passing it along. It's unlikely, honestly, that head lice is passed at school because students are not in that intimate head-to-head contact.
But it's schools that send home the dreaded letter that says someone in your child's class has lice. Many school systems, including Brookline's and Boston's, have stopped sending kids with nits or lice home from school because it's not medically serious. Even though the American Academy of Pediatrics discourages excluding kids from school for nits, Donnelly says many parents want it anyway.
For many, many years, there were no nit policies, and there's a lot of pressure for school systems to continue to have that. You know, nobody wants their child to have little critters in their head.
Can I make an X?
Not make an X, you got it.
But the lice aren't bothering the 7-year-old who is sitting patiently eating candy while the nit picker goes through her hair almost strand by strand.
Is this your first time to the nit picker?
No, we came once for a quick check, not a thorough comb through, but just a quick check.
Did I have lice then?
You ended up not having it.
Didn't we come once for me? Because there
we thought we had it.
It was like horse bugs.
Lice is often misdiagnosed. Today, the older daughter, who had horse bugs, is also getting a check because she's about to go to sleepaway camp.
And, your other daughter's going to camp next
Correct.
Week, so
next
it's
week,
important
so I
to look
make
there.
Sure that we're clean over here.
Many camps are telling parents to check their kids for lice before they come and stay home if they have it. That's helping to keep the nitpicker and other private head lice pickers in business.
See against my finger? It's a tiny little, almost vaguely iridescent and microscopic little thing attached to the side of a hair shaft.
Maybe with the newly sequenced body louse genome, a better treatment for head lice isn't far away. Until then, is your head itching yet? For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.